one. Dr. Bill Fierfelder, who's the president of Belmont Abbey, is here with us. But he hasn't always been a president of a school. He's been involved in athletics as a coach, and in fact, he's helped a lot of pro athletes, too. And Dr. Fierfelder, it's great to have you here today. Tell us about your new book.
Oh, well, buddy, first of all, thanks so much for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Yeah, I got this book out. It's called Less Than a Minute to Go, The Secret to World-Class Performance in Sport, Business, and Everyday Life. Mike Krzyzewski wrote the foreword to it. And basically, it's a compilation of a lot of little stories and anecdotal kind of things about life and about the mind and about the body and about the spiritual kind of pieces in terms of how people perform at a world-class level. And it's basically from my experience of working with world-class athletes for most of my life before coming to Belmont Abbey College.
So give us some ideas, some of the folks you worked with and some of the examples of what's in the book.
Well, I've worked with people in just about every sport, believe it or not, amateur and professional. I've worked with athletes in almost every professional sport. The last 15 years before coming to the Abbey, I spent most of it working with NFL players. And I would work with them on a year-round basis, so it wasn't just getting them faster for the combine or preparing them in that way. It was really physical, mental, and spiritual because, you know, we're all three things at the same fraction of a second. And so when I would work with them, obviously we would address all those things. But I had, you know, in the past people like Kyle Brady, who was a first-round draft pick, played with the Jaguars, finished his career with New England Patriots. Bobby Engram, who was with the Bears and then finished with in Seattle. Andre Collins, who was a starting linebacker for the Redskins back in 92 when they won the Super Bowl. So I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of great people, really good guys. And I think that's also what doesn't come out sometimes in these stories is that we always tend to focus on the people who are having all the problems or whether it's, you know, drugs or, you know, something bad. And there are so many good guys, I mean, in the NFL that you don't get to hear about much. And I think people would certainly love to know them because they're good people.
Oh, indeed. Let's talk about you a little bit. Where did you grow up, and how did you get to the point where you're helping folks like that?
Well, even though I'm down in North Carolina, I have to admit I was born a Yankee there. I'm from New York City originally, and I have to tell you, I love it down here. North Carolina is fantastic. Grew up in New York. Long story, my dad was vice president of the New York Yankees, and so a true Yankee, I guess. And from there, I went to University of Maryland. I ended up competing in track and field. I was a high jumper. Then went to Boston University. I was an NCAA Division I coach there. My doctorate's in sports psych and human movement. And basically worked in sports law, sports business, sports medicine. And God has a strange sense of humor, you know, because somehow he's got me here at Belmont Abbey College. So I think all my life I've always been in things that people would say, how the heck did that guy get there, you know? And I've often said it's God uses the most inadequate instruments to accomplish his will, so there'll be no mistaking his will. So he puts me in places that people say, hey, it can't be him. You know, something else must be going on here. It must be grace somehow.
Well, I know you have a beautiful campus just across the Catawba River. I've been there and broadcast a few basketball games. I do the Catawba games on the radio, and we played you several times, and it is a beautiful campus. But as a role of college president, are you able to use these skills there to help students too?
Yeah, I mean, it brings up a great point about athletics and sport. I mean, sometimes we think sport's a timeout from real life, and one interesting thing about sport is that it's play. And what's interesting to me is every human being from the beginning of time has played. I mean, that's a wild thing to say. And, you know, sometimes people think, again, sport's not real, it's a timeout from real life and so forth. And I'd say to you, no, you know, sport is as real as anything else. And my participation in sport actually prepared me for everything I've ever done in my life. In other words, every athlete I've ever worked with tends to approach anything else they do in life in much the same way that they competed. And so sport teaches you discipline, you know, perseverance, loyalty, you know, courage. I mean, all those kinds of virtues, it's a wonderful way, it's a wonderful learning, you know, like a classroom, if you will, almost, you know, on the field or on the court, teaching you the virtues, teaching you to be a good person, teaching you how to take things on and to persevere. And again, I find that I even get the same feeling if I'm going to go do a talk to, you know, on national TV or on this radio show or whatever it might be. It's the same feeling as when competing. Like you'd kind of have the same exact, you know, approach to it that you would if I was going to go compete in the Olympic trials.
Well, the name of the book is Less Than a Minute, and it's on sale, I would assume, at most of the bookstores, right?
It is. I think probably the nowadays, I guess the easiest way for everybody to get it to, you know, Amazon.com carries it. It's, again, less than a minute to go. And I hope people enjoy it. It's, again, three pieces to it. It's dealing with the mental skills part first. And I try to put together things in there that over my years I found really held people back the most. You know, and there's four or five chapters in there on that. And, again, it's all stories. So it's kind of, I hope, entertaining and easy read. This middle part's about peak performance, and you know sometimes we say, "Wow, look, did you see that unbelievable thing that just was done?" And then it's gone, and we don't know if it'll ever come back again. But peak performances are repeatable, and there's ways to do that. And I talk about what are some of the specific ways that you can perform at a very high level. I mean, there's actual things you can do. And then the last part of the book is kind of the deeper thing. It's, you know, playing with a passion that never ends, and it's really about laying out what are those deeper reasons, like why do you sacrifice? You know, what's your purpose in life? You know, why are you going to be, you know, whether it's an athlete or a business person or a mom or a dad or, you know, whatever your background may be, you know, how are you going to be able to take that? How are you going to be able to take on the challenges and the sacrifices that you'll be called to? And so I try to wrap the whole thing up showing that it's all of these things. It's not any one of them. It's all of these things that, you know, make us who we are and enable us to be happy ultimately and successful in anything that we would do.
Well, it's great to have you on the radio today, and look forward to seeing you sometime. Maybe we come down and play you in basketball again.
I would love it. If you come down, you got to come by and say hi.